the world. And good morning.
Good morning.
This year has gone by really fast. I can't believe we're already approaching April. Yeah. And today we enter a time that we celebrate as Holy Week. A time that I always choose to nourish my soul and to really get into meditating and prayer work so that I can feel the uplifting that comes when we resurrect into this truth that we live in our lives. So, Palm Sunday is not just a day we observe, it's a reminder. It's a reminder of how the Christ presence enters our consciousness. In Matthew 21 and 5, it reads, depending on what version you have, it reads, "Behold your King comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey." Yeah. You know, Jesus could have chosen any mode of transportation he wanted to, even walking into Jerusalem. His choice to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey had to be intentional, had to be deeply symbolic. After all, he's our way shower, right? And he wants us to follow him in the regeneration. That's the replenishing of our minds and our bodies and our souls. Well, in ancient culture, kings entering cities rode horses in time of war. And they rode donkeys when they were coming in peace. So by choosing a donkey, Jesus embodied a different kind of power, a different kind of energy, didn't he? He was sending a message, not of domination, but a message of spiritual authority, gentleness, and inner strength. He was showing the world that the Christ doesn't conquer by force. The Christ transforms by love. Metaphysically, the donkey represents untamed, habitual, reactive part of our human nature, often described as our subconscious. When Jesus rides the donkey, it symbolizes the Christ mind guiding and uplifting error thoughts. Because after all, we don't hear of the donkey throwing him or braying up or sitting and not moving, do we? No, the Christ conquers all by transforming. By transforming and bringing into harmony everything for divine purpose. This is our Christ mind leading our lower consciousness or erroneous thoughts, not suppressing them, but directing them to a higher state of understanding. A magnificent white horse, that would have sent a message of what? Earthly power, ego, a big spectacle. But the donkey sends a message of inner awakening. It tells us that the Christ enters our lives not through grandeur or some big fantastic blast, but through our willingness to surrender and allow ourselves to be guided by higher truth. That takes rest, doesn't it? That takes trusting. That takes courage, because often we're going against the norm. I've been told a lot, well, you should have said it, or you should have acted, or you should have told them all. But no, I chose to ride the higher state of consciousness. Yes. The concept of Palm Sunday invites us to let the Christ ride or be awakened in us into our own Jerusalem, our inner place of peace. On the humble willingness of a transformed heart, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, it symbolizes the Christ presence entering and being open and receptive. Jerusalem, metaphysically, Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity, tells us, means habitation of peace. It's a place of peace. Yeah. In this day and age, it takes some effort, courage, release, and transformation to come to that place of peace, doesn't it? Especially if we watch the news and hear the stories and all the conflicts. But you know what? We can rise and ride to a higher level. We can tame the thoughts that we choose to hear. We can lift ourselves up and enter into that place of peace, that habitation within. But it takes doing the work, doesn't it? We have to do the work. I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me. We can be the example for one another, but the work begins within you. And I think it's a matter of choice. What do you choose to believe? How do you choose to live? I'm choosing to surrender to the peace that is within me, to rest and to trust in that Christ presence. Yeah, and it takes some focus. It takes some focus. Christ does not force its way into our conscious awareness. It arrives where we have prepared the place of peace, just as Jesus told them to go and prepare the upper room. For us, that's prepare that higher state of consciousness. Feed it nourishment. Yeah. In other words, when we cultivate inner stillness, we cultivate forgiveness. We become open and receptive to all that is good, and we create a path for the Christ to ride and awaken in our hearts. I have an affirmation, and the affirmation is, my heart is a Jerusalem of calm, clarity, and love. In other words, I'm opening to receive. I'm entering into the gates. My heart is a Jerusalem of calm, clarity, and love. Repeat that with me. My heart is a Jerusalem of calm, clarity, and love. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Holding on to that thought. If we read the passages that goes along with this in Matthew 21, and take some time during this week to kind of get into that study mode. Well, the crowd laid palm branches along his way. Palm branches are a symbol of victory. They're a symbol of praise. They're a symbol of triumph. Every time we choose peace over panic, every time we choose compassion over judgment, clarity over confusion, we lay down palm branches and open the gates of our inner Jerusalem. Because we have become victorious over those thoughts. Christ rides and awakens in our lives when we stop resisting, stop pulling against life. You ever pull against life? You ever think that that's not for me, I'm not worthy? You're pulling against what has been prepared for you before the foundation of the universe. Yeah. The Christ rises and awakens in our lives when we allow our human nature to be guided by higher wisdom, that Christ within. Question this morning. Are you allowing peace to reside in you, or are you still riding the war horse of ego, control, and fear? One way to tell is to observe. In challenging conversations, do you choose words of kindness? Do you listen? In difficult relationships, do you choose forgiveness and listen? Are there moments where you choose to breathe instead of react? You can also tell in situations where you choose faith over fear. I like to think of it as standing in my truth, knowing that there's one presence, one power, and I'm gonna stand here and just drench myself in it. Wherever peace is chosen, Christ's consciousness becomes visible. An affirmation I like to use, I prepare the way for peace, and the Christ rides in. I've been affirming that ever since I've been preparing this lesson for you. I prepare the way for peace, and Christ rides in. I practice those things, the kindness, the forgiveness, listening instead of reacting. I prepare the way for peace, and Christ rides in. In other words, Christ is awakened in me. Let's affirm that together. I prepare the way for peace, and the Christ rides in. Again, I prepare the way for peace, and the Christ rides in. Yes. And the crowd shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Hosanna is a joyful recognition of the Christ's presence within. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is you, it's in you. And that Christ awakens, that Christ lifts up, that Christ overrides all the erroneous thoughts that you have carried with you throughout the day. Hosanna affirms that divine guidance, strength, and renewal are already active in you. It is the heart's proclamation that the light of God is here and lives in me. Think about that. The light of God is here. It hasn't gone anywhere. You've chosen to ride into that space and that place within. And the light of God is right here. And it lives in you. Know that as you open the gates of your heart, as you enter therein and you spread those palm leaves before you, know that the Christ rides in wisdom, healing, and it gives you spiritual authority. So let's take time to prepare. We want to prepare for our entry into Jerusalem. We want to settle in and let go of any thoughts that we may have brought with us in here today. So take a deep, slow breath. Let's prepare for meditation first by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So take a deep breath with me as we prepare to enter into our own Jerusalem. As we hear those shouts deep within, Hosanna, Hosanna. And as you inhale deeply, imagine yourself entering into that sacred place of peace. That sacred place of clarity, that sacred place that welcomes you with open arms. Give yourself permission to enter into your Jerusalem. Give yourself permission to follow that pathway that is forming before you. That pathway is made of your willingness. It's made of your willingness to release tension, to let go of old stories, to open to something higher, softer, and true. truer in your life. Know that that Christ presence within you is awakening not by force or grandeur, but with humility and ease and steady love. Christ is riding in and on a gentle donkey of your own surrendered nature, of your own willingness to be guided, lifted, and transformed. And with each breath, lay a palm branch before you, a palm branch of forgiveness, a palm branch of calm, a palm branch of trust, and one of love. Feel the peace that rises as you make each offering. Feel the Christ light entering the places within you that are ready to be healed, ready to be renewed, ready to be seen with compassion. And in this place of peace, take a moment and feel yourself being surrounded by a love that is like no other love in the universe. That's the love of God. And know in this moment, as you sit and absorb it, that nothing can disturb the calm peace in your soul. Nothing can shake the love that is surrounding and enfolding. Take a moment, right here, right now. Let it feel your body bringing you ease. Let it feel your life bringing peace. And take a moment to rest in the awareness that the Christ has arrived. Take a moment to surrender and to be with peace in this moment, right here, right now, in the quiet. And in this moment, feel the energy moving in and throughout you, reaching and touching, straightening those places that may be crooked, guiding you to that one presence and power within. And once more, with one more deep breath, let your heart whisper its own quiet Hosanna. A joyful recognition of the light within. And in this moment, we give you thanks, dear God. We give you thanks for the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout our very beings, joining us together in the oneness that we are. And we know our work is to go forward, cultivating peace, moment by moment, so that we may each become a living Hosanna, celebrating the presence that shines through us. And for this, dear God, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now.